A new trial to treat depression that will see ketamine being used by New Zealand doctors for the first time since the 1950s. So the drug's been used around the world for the last couple of years, apparently, as a treatment, but has only shown short-term benefits. So the Otago University trial is going to mix liquid slower-release ketamine with psychotherapy in a bid for longer-term results. Now, the senior lecturer for psychological medicine at Otago and leader of the study, Ben Beaglehole, is with us. Ben, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
How exciting is this?
Well, I mean, ketamine is one of the most exciting medications for depression we've had on the horizon for a long time. So for me, it's pretty exciting to be involved in this study.
Do you go in feeling bullish about the prospects or not? Or we just don't know?
Well, what we do know is that ketamine does work well in the short term for depression. That's something that is already established through clinical trials. And what this study is doing is trying to grapple with the issue that depression is a long-term problem. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to understand if the combination of psychotherapy with ketamine can improve the longer-term effects of ketamine.
How much ketamine, how much psychotherapy?
Everybody that comes into the study receives an 8-week course of treatment. And they all receive an 8-week course of ketamine delivered once or twice a week for that 8 weeks. Only half the participants receive a course of psychotherapy, and that's the behavioral activation therapy delivered alongside the ketamine for the 8 weeks.
Now, I'm flying a bit blind because you're the expert, I'm not, but do you run the risk in that sort of methodology of the individual circumstances of the person with, say, just ketamine and coming up with some fantastic result being highly individual as opposed to a group result, if you know what I mean?
There will be variation in response within our group, but we randomize people to the ketamine alone treatment and the ketamine and psychotherapy. And that individual variation averages out. So we should be able to discern whether or not there's an effect between the two groups.
What does ketamine actually do, literally?
Yeah, I mean, ketamine is a well-established medication. You'll find it in emergency departments, and anesthetics use it. It's called a dissociative anesthetic. And what this means is that if you take a decent dose of it, you lose touch with your usual senses and you won't feel pain. In lower doses, there are some psychedelic elements to it, so people have unusual experiences. It's not clear how much of that is important in the treatment of depression. And we are using lower doses delivered slowly, so we're actually trying to take away the significant mind-altering experience so it becomes a much more tolerable medication for people.
So this is a treatment, not a cure?
Look, depression is a long-term problem. Some of the underpinnings for depression are genetics, they're poverty, they're disadvantage, they're abuse. We're not going to be able to reverse those factors with a medication or indeed a short-term psychotherapy. So we're looking to help people with depression. We're looking to see if psychotherapy can maintain the responses of ketamine, but we're not going to undo some of those long-term factors I talked about.
When are we going to know?
Oh, the study, it's a 3-year study funded by the Health Research Council. We aim to be recruiting people over the next 2.5 years. When that is finished, we'll analyze results fairly quickly and look to get them published. So probably a 3-year horizon.
Well, I'll be here, so I'll give you a call when you've done it and go well with it. How exciting, how interesting is that, eh? Dr. Ben Beaglehole, Senior Lecturer for the Psychological Medicine at Otago University.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.